The prominent human rights lawyer Jeffrey Robertson says the finding of not guilty on the charge of aiding the enemy is a welcome relief. He's told Ashley Hall any other finding against Bradley Manning threatened the very existence of investigative journalism.
Obviously, if you publish anything that is of public importance, it may also give the enemy some assistance, some propaganda assistance or whatever. They were just arguing that because bin Laden was interested to read WikiLeaks, that was aiding the enemy. But of course, millions of other people were also interested.
So does that give investigative journalists a free kick, in a sense? Is that a free pass?
It certainly doesn't. It prevents them from being kicked in the groin, but they can be kicked in many other places. It's a continuing problem, you know, but for one reason, and that is that America insists on prosecuting these people who've acted, many of them out of conscience, under a spying statute that they passed in 1917, the Espionage Act, and that gives absolutely no public interest defense. And if you want to take a classic example, take Bradley Manning's first leak for which he was convicted, namely the film Collateral Murder, which showed actually manslaughter, to be pedantic, gross negligence on the part of an American helicopter crew who pumped bullets and bombs at Reuters correspondents and children. If you had that film and you knew that nothing was being done about this war crime, there was an investigation, they were all cleared, would you think it right to give it to the media?
Both sides in the Manning case have the opportunity to appeal. Do you expect they will, and how do you think they'll go?
Well, if the prosecution appeal the acquittal on the aiding the enemy by publishing important facts, then I think perhaps the media will have a real problem. But the important thing, I think, ultimately, will be to get, if they do appeal, then to get that question into the Supreme Court, where it can be argued on constitutional grounds that the Espionage Act 1917, if interpreted that way, is contrary to the First Amendment on freedom of speech, because it does gag people from revealing matters of it may be great public importance.
The human rights lawyer Jeffrey Robertson speaking with AM's Ashley Hall.